Hi, this is John calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in California. Today, we'd like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. For quality control purposes, this call may be monitored or recorded. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you're in a place where you can talk safely?
Can you confirm that you're even calling about something worthwhile?
That is correct, sir. We're just conducting a survey. We aren't selling anything. This call is being recorded just for quality purposes.
All right. Go ahead. Ask what you want to ask.
Not a problem, sir. Thank you for your time. Just wanted to ask you as well real quick in this case, sir. And as you, you know, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, a radio station, or a political party, or by the candidate for a political office?
No.
Okay, thank you, sir, for your opinion. And now, just to ensure we have a representative sample, what year were you born?
About 1941.
Thank you, sir. I appreciate your opinion. And in this case, also one that, I'm sorry?
That's not an opinion. It's a fact.
And what is your main racial or ethnic heritage? Is it Caucasian or white, African American or black, Hispanic
Caucasian.
Or Latino?
Caucasian.
Okay, thank you, sir. And what is the last grade that you complete in school?
Some college.
Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And just getting started first, do you approve or disapprove that Joe Biden is doing as president?
Well, he's not president really anymore.
I'm sorry, I cannot give you my opinion, but would you say that you strongly disapprove, somewhat disapprove, somewhat approve, or strongly approve in this case, sir?
I strongly disapprove of the job he's doing.
Okay. Okay, thank you, sir. And next, do you approve or disapprove of the job Gavin Newsom is doing as governor?
I disapprove of his job, too.
And would you say that you disapprove him somewhat or strongly, sir?
Strongly.
Strongly, okay. Thank you. And if the elections for state assembly were held today, for whom would you vote, the Republican candidate or the Democratic candidate from this district?
Probably Republican.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. And next, I would like to read you a list of names of different people active in politics for each one. Please tell me whether you have a favorable or unfavorable impression of that person. If I mention someone you don't know too much about, just tell me, and we'll go on the next one. The first one is Donald Trump. Would you say favorable, unfavorable, never heard, have no opinion?
Favorable.
Okay, thank you, sir. The next one is Kamala Harris.
Unfavorable.
Okay, thank you for your opinion. The next one is for Esmeralda Soria.
Somewhat favorable.
Somewhat, okay. Understood, sir. Thank you. And the next one is Joanna Garcia Rose. Never heard of? Okay, not a problem, sir, and thank you for letting us know. Never heard of her? Okay, and moving on, which one of the following issues is most important to you personally when deciding which candidate to vote for a state assembly? The first issue, and you stop me when I get to the one that is, one of the most important to you personally, sir. The first one, it says border security. The next one, it says crime and public safety. The next one, it says healthcare. The next one is climate change.
I think you hit the very first one was the most important.
Oh, okay, the first one on the border. Okay.
Border security.
Border security. Yeah, you're right, sir. Thank you for your opinion. The next one is and we're in the middle of it right now, thinking ahead to the November election on a scale of 0 to 10, where 0 means that you are not at all interested, and 10 means that you are extremely interested. How interested are you in the November election for president, U.S. Senate, and U.S. 10? Okay, perfect, sir. Thank you for letting us know. Next, if the election for president was being held today, for whom would you vote? Donald Trump, Republican, or Kamala Harris, Democrat?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you, sir. And if the election for state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican Auditor Motor, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat State Assembly Member? Or if you undecided as well, you...
I assume they would be running against each other.
Yeah, that is correct, sir. Uh-huh. Or if you lean, let's say, to Garcia Rose, or if you lean to Soria, or if we probably or definitely, you can also let us know, you know.
Yeah. I don't know. I have no opinion on that one.
All right. Not a problem, sir. And would you say that the economy is headed in the right direction, or is it pretty seriously off on the wrong track?
Right now, it's on the wrong track.
On the wrong track. Okay, sir, thank you for your opinion. Next, over the last few years, do you think the level of crime in your community has increased, stayed about the same?
I think it's about the same.
Staying the same? Okay, understood. And on a different topic, have you ever voted for a Republican candidate?
Yes.
Okay. And next, I would like to read you a statement that you might hear about Joanna Garcia Rose during a campaign. After I read each statement, please tell me whether it makes you more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. The first one is, it says, the first statement, it says, as a professional auditor, Joanna Garcia Rose can find corrupt politicians, tell the public and law enforcement, and put the corrupt politicians in prison where they belong. Would that make you much more likely to vote for her? Somewhat more likely. Somewhat less likely to vote for her? Much less likely. Or does it make no difference?
As I said, I really don't know anything about her, so I couldn't give you an opinion.
Oh, okay. Not a problem, sir. So would you say that that makes no difference for you, or?
It makes no difference right now.
All right. Not a problem. Next statement, it says, it's always about her, and it says that Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Will that make you much more likely to vote for her? Somewhat more likely? Somewhat less likely?
I didn't even understand that question.
No, it's not a question. It's a statement. And after each statement, you have to give me your opinion and tell me whether that makes you, the statement about this person makes you much more likely to vote for her. You know, if it's much less likely, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely to vote for this person, or if it makes no difference. And the statement was saying that Joanna Garcia Rose supports mandatory prison sentences for meth and fentanyl dealers and one strike life in prison for sexual predators who molest children. Would you say that that makes no difference for you when it comes to voting for her? Much less likely to vote for her? Will that make it somewhat less likely? Will that make it somewhat more likely to vote for her? The statement, or much more likely, sir?
Make no difference to me right now.
All right. Not a problem, sir, and we respect your opinion. Thank you. The next statement, it says that in the assembly, Joanna Garcia Ross will write a law banning politicians from trading stocks and making other investments with the information they learn while in public office. Will that make you much more likely to vote for her? Well, that makes you somewhat more likely, somewhat more less likely to support her, much less likely to vote for her. Does it make no difference? Or you don't know
no,
in this case?
Make no difference.
Make no difference? Okay. And before we finish, it says that Joanna Garcia Rose is a professional auditor who will go over state spending line by line and tell the public about whatever waste, fraud, or corruption she finds. Will that, using the same scale of options, what will be your opinion in regards to that statement about her, sir?
I don't know. It's hard to understand your question.
No, it's not a question, though. These are statements. Those are statements.
Questions. They want an answer from me, so they're a question.
Well, I'm sorry. I'm not trying to make it difficult for you or something. It's just that I cannot change it, sir. I'm sorry. And to make California more affordable, Joanna Garcia Rose says this statement that supports eliminating all taxes on food, clothing, gas, and other everyday items. Using the same scale, sir, what would be your opinion in regards to this statement?
I can't answer your question.
No. All right. Not a problem. And now that you have heard some information, if the election for a state assembly was being held today, for whom would you vote? Joanna Garcia Rose, Republican, auditor, mother, or Esmeralda Soria, Democrat, state assembly member?
Well, I'd probably vote for the Republican, whoever that is.
Okay, not a problem, sir. Thank you for letting us know. And I would like you to read some statements that you might hear about Esmeralda Soria during a campaign. After each statement, please tell me whether it makes you much more likely or less likely to vote for her for a state assembly. These are statements, just like the previous one. The only difference is that the previous one were for the Republican candidate. These are for the Democrat. This one says that, it's a statement, sir. It says that Esmeralda Soria traveled to Sacramento to demand that the legislature raise the gas tax. The legislature agreed, and now you pay more for food, groceries, and gas because of it. Well, that statement makes you much more likely to vote for her. Somewhat more likely, somewhat less likely, much less likely, or it makes no difference for you to vote for her.
She's trying to raise the gas tax. I wouldn't vote for her.
Oh, okay.
It would That'd
be much less likely or somewhat, just to make sure about your opinion,
likely.
Sir. Oh, okay. Thank you, sir, for clarifying, sir. And next one, the next statement says that politician Esmeralda Soria has been under FBI investigation multiple times for issues ranging from unethical and corrupt spending of taxpayer money to land deals involving someone she was romantically involved with. Using the same scale, what would be your opinion in regards to this statement, sir? Will that make you much less likely to support her, somewhat less likely, somewhat more likely to support her, much more likely to support her, or would it make no difference for you to support her, this statement?
Be much less likely to support her.
Much less likely. Thank you, sir. The next one, it says that Esmeralda Soria supported a measure to raise taxes on Valley residents, and then 2 months later, she voted to give herself a 20% pay raise. Mm-hmm. Using the same scale, what would be your opinion in regards to that statement, sir?
She's trying to make more money for herself, so I'd be less likely to vote for her.
To support her. Oh, okay. Understood, and we respect your opinion, sir. Thank you. While the next statement it says in here before we finish, while families struggle to fill their grocery carts and put food on the table, Esmeralda Soria voted to give those in the country illegally hundreds of thousands of dollars worth of taxpayer-funded benefits. Does this statement, using the same scale, sir, makes you much less likely to support her, somewhat less likely? Will that make you much more likely to support her, somewhat more likely? Or would it make no difference for you?
Less likely to support her.
Oh, okay, understood, sir. Next one, it says that Esmeralda Soria voted to give herself the taxpayer money for her political campaigns. This money could go toward negative campaign ads or even some of Soria's personal expenses. On this one, using the same scale, sir, what would be your opinion?
I'd say she's pretty unethical to be doing that, so I wouldn't be voting for her at all.
Oh, okay. Would that be somewhat less likely to support her, or much less likely, just to make sure, sir, about your opinion?
Much less likely.
Much less likely? Okay, understood. The next one, it says that Esmeralda Soria supports an extreme agenda in California that includes a complete government takeover of healthcare that will raise taxes and Medicare as we know it and result in Californians being kicked off their private health insurance. Using the same scale, how would you rate that sentence? What would be your opinion in regards to that, sir?
I'm still less likely to vote for her.
Less likely, okay. Thank you. And now that you have heard some information, if the election for the state assembly was held today, for whom would you vote? For Joanna Garcia Rose, the Republican, Auditor Mother, or Esmeralda Soria, a Democrat State Assembly member?
The first one, Rose, was that her name?
Yeah, Garcia Rose, the Republican. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Okay, not a problem. Thank you. Now that I just have a few questions just for statistical purposes only, regardless of how you may feel today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, or something else?
Republican.
Oh, okay. And would you say in this case, do you think of yourself as closer to the Republican, like strong Republican, not so strong Republican, or lean to Republicans?
Rather strong Republican then.
Okay, strong Republican, not a problem. And generally speaking, do you consider yourself to be conservative, moderate, or liberal on most issues?
I'm probably more conservative.
More conservative? Okay. Would you say somewhat conservative or very?
Somewhat.
Thank you, sir. And next, on the issue of abortion, do you consider yourself to be pro-life or pro-choice?
Pro-choice.
Pro-choice, thank you, sir. And some people feel so strongly about an issue that they will vote for or against a candidate on that basis, regardless of the candidate's stance on most other issues. Would you or would you not vote for or against a candidate based only on their position on abortion? Yes, you will, or no, you will not?
No, I wouldn't. Not on just abortion, no.
No? Okay, thank you, sir. I appreciate it. And regardless of how you feel now, for whom did you vote in the 2020 presidential election? Donald Trump or Joe Biden or someone else?
Donald Trump.
Okay, thank you, sir, and thank you for your opinion. We really appreciate your, you know, you sharing your opinion in this case. This concludes our survey. You have a great evening, sir. We certainly appreciate your time.